Hello everyone, and welcome to RussianPod101.com. This is the Upper Beginner Series, Season 1, Lesson 16, Seeking a Soulmate in Russia. I'm Gina.
And I'm Svetlana. Привет! In this lesson, we are going to learn the differences between the negative pronouns «некто» and «никто».
And we'll also listen to the trainer convince Ильяна to find a partner for gym training.
The conversation is between Елена and her trainer, and it takes place in the gym.
The speakers have a professional relationship, so they'll be using formal Russian. Let's listen to the conversation.
Для того, чтобы вам было веселее заниматься спортом, я вам советую найти близких по духу людей. Тех, кто тоже увлекается спортом, посещают спортзал и придерживаются правильному питанию.
Даже не знаю. Никто не приходит на ум.
Может, ваши подруги или родственники?
Мои подруги слишком заняты с детьми. А муж с иронией относится к моему новому увлечению. Хотя ему тоже не мешало бы похудеть.
Попробуйте его уговорить. Уверен, у вас получится.
Let's hear the conversation one time slowly.
Для того, чтобы вам было веселее заниматься спортом, я вам советую найти близких по духу людей. Тех, кто тоже увлекается спортом, посещают спортзал и придерживаются правильного питания.
Даже и не знаю. Никто не приходит на ум.
Может, ваши подруги или родственники?
Мои подруги слишком заняты с детьми, а муж с иронией относится к моему новому увлечению. Хотя ему бы тоже не мешало похудеть.
Попробуйте его уговорить. Уверен, у вас получится.
Now let's hear it with the English translation.
Для того, чтобы вам было веселее заниматься спортом, я вам советую найти близких по духу людей. Тех, кто тоже увлекается спортом, посещают спортзал и придерживаются правильному питанию.
In order to get the most out of it, I recommend you find people who share your interest in fitness. Those who are also doing sports, going to the gym and eating healthy.
Даже не знаю. Никто не приходит на ум.
I don't even know. Nobody comes to mind.
Может, ваши подруги или родственники?
Maybe your friends or relatives.
Мои подруги слишком заняты с детьми, а муж с иронией относится к моему новому увлечению. Хотя ему тоже не мешало бы похудеть.
My girlfriends are too busy with their kids, and my husband is making fun of my new hobby. But actually, he needs to lose some weight too.
Попробуйте его уговорить. Уверен, у вас получится.
Try to convince him. I'm sure you can make it. So, Ильяна needs to find a fitness soulmate. I think it's a really good idea.
I agree. It's always more fun to do things with a friend. You can compete, keep track of your achievements, and encourage each other.
Exactly. Russia's a collectivist country, isn't it? I mean, being a country with a long communist history, people are probably very community-minded or group-oriented and share a lot of things.
Absolutely. Even though now Russian people are becoming more individualistic, relationships with family and friends are still very close. Friendships are lifetime commitments for many Russians.
That's good. I need to make some Russian friends.
Sure, because вместе веселее.
Another famous Russian saying?
Yes, it means it's more fun to be together.
Agreed. Okay, let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first one we shall see is
близкий,
close,
Близкий. Близкий.
Next.
Придерживаться.
To adhere to keep.
Придерживаться. Придерживаться.
Next. Mind. Intellect. Next.
Родственник.
Relative.
Родственник. Родственник.
Next.
Уверенный.
Confident.
Уверенный. Уверенный.
Next.
Попробовать.
To try.
Попробовать. Попробовать.
Next.
Дух.
Soul. Spirit.
Дух. Дух.
And last.
Уговорить.
To convince.
Уговорить. Уговорить.
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson.
The first key phrase is близкий по духу, or быть близким по духу.
The English equivalent of this phrase would be a soulmate. Let's break the phrase down to understand the meaning of each word.
The adjective близкий means close, near, or intimate. The preposition по can be translated as on, along, over, about, or to. And the noun дух means soul or spirit.
Great! Now that we know the meaning of each word, can you give us an example sentence with this phrase?
Sure. For example, очень сложно найти человека, который был бы тебе близкий по духу.
It's hard to find a person who could become your soulmate. And that's so true. Okay, what's next?
The next one is the phrase «приходить на ум».
To come to one's mind. It's another expression that's frequently used in Russian.
Right. «Приходить» means to come on foot. And the preposition «на» can be translated as «to» or «on». And «ум» means «mind» or «intellect».
So the translation «come to one's mind» is a literal translation.
Yes. Let me give you an example. Он говорит все, что приходит к нему на ум.
He says everything that comes to his mind. Okay. And what's the last key word for this lesson?
Lastly, we have the phrase «не мешало бы».
It's an expression that can be roughly translated as «it would be better if». There's no literal translation for this phrase, but it's usually used when one gives advice or makes a suggestion. For example,
вам не мешало бы повторить правила перед экзаменом.
You'd better review the grammar rules before the exam. Okay, I think we got it. Now let's move on to the grammar.
In this lesson, you're going to learn how to use the negative pronoun никто, which means nobody or no one. Remember where we use it in our dialogue? Никто не приходит на ум.
Nobody comes to mind.
This pronoun consists of the negative particle ни and the interrogative pronoun кто, which means who.
So this pronoun refers only to animate nouns. For example,
уже на протяжении двух дней мне никто не звонит.
Nobody has called me for almost 2 days. Okay, Svetlana, but what's a negative noun for inanimate nouns?
It's ничто, which means nothing. It also consists of the negative particle ни and the question word что, meaning what. For example, ничто не предвещало грозы, но неожиданно пошел дождь.
Nothing foretold the storm, but it suddenly started to rain.
Since никто and ничто are pronouns, they will change according to the grammar case.
To see the modification of these nouns, check the notes for this lesson. But we'll give you some example sentences to see how these nouns are modified.
Я здесь никого не знаю.
I don't know anybody here.
Here, the pronoun никто is in the genitive case, and it became никого or nobody. Let me give you another example. Они мне ни о чем не рассказывали.
They didn't tell me anything.
In this case, the pronoun is in the prepositional case. Ни о чем.
Okay, great. I think that's quite clear. Have a look at the lesson notes for more examples. So, at the beginning of the lesson, Svetlana, you said that we'll be looking at two nouns that are often confused, right?
Oh, yes. Thanks for reminding me. They are никто and некто.
Yeah, that sounds similar to me.
Exactly. That's why people usually make mistakes when they use them. But actually, they have completely different meanings. Некто is translated as someone or somebody, as opposed to никто, which means nobody. The pronoun некто is used when we are talking about a stranger or an unknown or suspicious person. For example, некто ходит вокруг моего дома.
Somebody's walking around my house. Yes, I think I see the difference. But it's tricky, so be careful, listeners. Check the lesson notes for more information and examples.
Listeners, can you understand Russian TV shows, movies, or songs?
How about friends and loved ones? Conversations in Russian?
If you want to know what's going on, we have a tool to help.
Line by line audio.
Listen to the lesson conversations line by line and learn to understand natural Russian fast.
It's simple, really.
With the click of a button, listen to each line of the conversation.
Listen again and again and tune your ear to natural Russian.
Rapidly understand natural Russian with this powerful tool.
Find this feature on the lesson page under Premium Member Resources at RussianPod101.com.
That's it for this lesson, everyone. See you next time.
Пока-пока.
Для того, чтобы вам было веселее заниматься спортом, я вам советую найти близких по духу людей. Тех, кто тоже увлекается спортом, посещают спортзал и придерживаются правильному питанию.
Даже не знаю. Никто не приходит на ум.
Может, ваши подруги или родственники?
Мои подруги слишком заняты с детьми. А муж с иронией относится к моему новому увлечению. Хотя ему тоже не мешало бы похудеть.
Попробуйте его уговорить. Уверен, у вас получится.